Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, August 14th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of government and politics news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Boca Raton and Delray Beach Girl Scouts earn coveted gold award. Boca Raton resident Lily Nguyen and Delray Beach resident Ronica Deshmukh have earned the coveted Girl Scout Gold Award, the highest recognition for Girl Scout seniors and ambassadors. Nguyen's project Heart to Heart focused on CPR education, while Deshmukh's project Shattering Stereotypes highlighted diverse Asian voices in media. Both projects aim to create lasting change in their communities. These young changemakers were among 27 leaders to receive the Gold Award during the 2025 annual ceremony, sponsored by Amazon, Pfizer, Florida Power & Light, Great Charity Challenge, HCA Florida Healthcare, and Publix Supermarket Charities.
American Innovators Network launches to champion little tech. Today, the American Innovators Network, AIN, launched to champion little tech, representing startups, entrepreneurs, and risk-takers driving innovation and economic growth. Partnering with Andreessen Horowitz, Anyscale, Exowatt, Sourcegraph, and Y Combinator, AIN aims to advocate for regulations fostering industry growth and American innovation. AIN's Executive Director, Vanessa Day, emphasizes the importance of giving AI startups a voice in policymaking. Collaborating with other little tech champions, AIN seeks to level the playing field for early-stage companies and unlock AI's potential across various industries. Join the movement to support American competitiveness and empower little tech to succeed. Ucor Rare Metals Inc., OTQXU, positioned to benefit from Trump administration price support for U.S. rare earth projects. Ucor Rare Metals Inc., listed on the TE as UCU and on the OTCQX as UURAF, is well positioned to benefit from the Trump administration's price support for U.S. rare earth projects. The administration's strategy aims to strengthen domestic critical minerals production and reduce Chinese market control through guaranteed minimum pricing for domestic rare earth producers. Ucor's flagship RapidSX technology, which addresses critical bottlenecks in rare earth element separation and processing, has attracted substantial government investment. This initiative marks a significant shift in U.S. critical minerals policy, directly challenging China's dominance in rare earth processing. Ucor Rare Metals is uniquely positioned to capitalize on this opportunity.
Bullion markets relieved Trump won't levy tariffs on gold. President Donald Trump announced earlier this week that he wouldn't impose tariffs on gold, much to the relief of the international bullion markets. This decision resolves uncertainty surrounding the precious metals' involvement in ongoing trade tensions. The clarification that gold won't face import tariffs by the U.S. has settled industry jitters and removed a potential headache for major gold producers in the country. This news is particularly significant for companies like Aston Bay Holdings, OTQB, ATBHF, ABY, as they navigate the industry landscape. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.